We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening. Well, let me turn myself up in one way and turn myself down in another way. It's Greg Davey back for a third time this week, our opening week of the 2011-2012 basketball season on WCDO. That just does not ring. It just does not have a ring. I got to figure out, do I say 11-12? 2011-2012, I don't have it down yet. I know 09-010 was great. 10-11 was good. It just doesn't ring, but I'll work it out. But the calendar is the calendar, and we are wrapping up the 2011 portion of the season over the next couple of weeks. Tonight, we get the chance to see two good local teams who are off to 1-0 starts in the MAC, the Unitigo Spartans hosting the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. Unitigo off to a soaring 3-0 start. Winners of the Walton Tip-Off Tournament. Bainbridge-Guilford, while getting off to a slow start, have won their last two games. They have won their last game against Harpersville earlier this week in a resounding fashion. And an individual set a high-scoring mark for himself. And I think, as I saw the schedule in conflicting dates, but we got it straight tonight, I thought, you know, two local teams, they've got some good scores. There's a good team effort on the Unitigo side as far as balance goes. This one could be good, so let's do it. And we are here settled and ready to go for Unitigo and Bainbridge-Guilford. So crazy introduction, but nonetheless, we're ready here at Unitigo. And we start every game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. And it's brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 of Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, service, sales, daily rentals, backed up by expert service, go to Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's Mid-State Athletic Conference boys basketball game. And we will be back very shortly with a look at both teams. The JV game, not even close, which is one of the reasons why we are starting so early. Bainbridge-Guilford dropped a 70-16 decision to the home JV Spartans. And, wow, I don't know if Unitigo was that good or the too many struggles for Bainbridge-Guilford, but I saw the 70 on the scoreboard, and that says something. So we'll be back to take a look at these two varsity teams as they're warming up here to the thump, 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 the music, and we'll say a special happy birthday in just a moment, too. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Greg, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99 and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me, one for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me, one for them, a few more.
McDonald's Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Each year, filled with holiday spirit, Ed goes down to his basement, unpacks the electric snowman, and carries him outside for all to enjoy. And each year, just like that, Ed's holiday spirit disappears. Fortunately, Ed's spirit can be revived by indulging in McCafé's rich new peppermint mocha and peppermint hot chocolate.
Love the holidays.
Peppermint mocha, peppermint hot chocolate. Now at McDonald's, only for a while. The simple joy of a happy holiday. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're about 7 minutes plus away from the start of tonight's ball game between the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats in their navy blue and white and gray accents against the Unitingo Spartans in their home white, and it looks like just green this year. There's no gold to go with Unitingo. They've had it in the past. This year it is all green and white, with white the dominant home team color. Well, this game, as I said, looks like on paper could be a very good matchup, could be a precursor to the MAC Finals. I'm thinking Unitingo will most likely get there, but it will be up to Bainbridge Guilford to realize their potential. With their fine individual efforts, they're going to have to find a way to blend their teamwork, which they, as they did on Tuesday night against Harpersville. They won 63-43, but they only shot 10 for 23 from the free throw line. But on the good side, shooting-wise, they made 9 3-pointers, led by Brooks Harmon with 6. Brooks had 28 points. That's his varsity best. Austin Bowerly, with 13. Ryan Porter with 10. Those two have been leading the way through the season most of the time. They've already played 5 games, which is more than anybody that I know of that's played. They've played already in a green tournament. They've also played 2 Tri-Valley teams. So let's go through that real quick. They started off the season on November 29th. They beat Lawrence by 3, 54-51. They led 38-27 after 3 quarters and held on from there. Brooks Harmon, 21 points. Ryan Porter, 18. After that, they lost to Edmondson, 60-55. Again, you should say in the win, they were 7 for 9 from the foul line. In the Edmondson loss, they were only 13 for 22 from the foul line. They were down 33-16 at halftime, but came back to within 6 points, or 5 points, I should say. The losing margin there is Porter with 23, Austin Bowerly with 17, and Brooks Harmon with 12. They lost to, in the Green Chip-Off Tournament, they lost to Green in overtime, 64-63, and they lost to Owego in the consolation, 82-56, with Bowerly, Porter, and Harmon leading the way most of the time in scoring. Corbin Palmer, a junior, chipped in with 10 points in that Owego loss. And then they beat Harpersville, as I said, 63-43 this week with a 9 3-pointers. So they're going to try to keep that energy going as they face the Unitingo Spartans, who, I guess by all intents and purposes, are the favorites to win the league, or at least have the edge based on all of their returning players that saw action as underclassmen last year. And they are off to a 3-0 start. They played in the inaugural, I think it's the inaugural, Walton Tip-Off Tournament on Wednesday the 30th and Friday the 2nd of December. They defeated Sullivan West by 20, 55-35, 11 for 13 from the line. Travis Woods led the way with 14 points. Tyler Butler, 14. And let's see, it was a 21-8 first quarter that put the tone to that game. Then in the finals, they defeated the host Walton Warriors, shooting 5 of 8 from the line, winning again with 55 points, giving up 43. Travis Woods was the MVP. He got 15 in that game. Dan Shelton with 12. Tyler Butler, 11. Walton led by 4 at the half, though. And Unitingo used a 26-16 third quarter to get the edge there and then go home with that 12-point win. And on Friday the 9th, they defeated Oxford in overtime, 59-56. Dan Shelton, 21 points, including 5 3-pointers. Tyler Butler with 17. It was close all the way, and as an overtime game signifies, it was close to the very, very end. I mentioned Dan Shelton. He's one of the leading scorers coming back. He is a co-captain along with Travis Woods. They are 6'5 and 6'3 seniors, Shelton being the smaller of the two, if you will. And they also bring back Tyler Butler, who was a spark plug off the bench last year. Shelton and Woods were starters. Quinn Barnhart saw a lot of action, 6'2 junior. So there's a lot of size on this team. And then you go to the spark plug off the bench, Phil Young's a 5'7 junior. He was a sophomore seeing a lot of action last year. Jim Knight played these sophomores last year, got them quality minutes, and even though they could not beat Sydney in the championship at SUCO, they were instrumental in making Unitigo a pretty tough team, and they come back raring to go. They lost some quality seniors, but they have a team that they think, and I think, I'm calling them the favorites right now to win the Mid-State Athletic Conference, but we've got a long way to go. And I was talking about Dan Shelton. Well, it brings to mind his grandmother, Judy Clint, in Sydney Center. Dan's mom, Linda, came over here and said, could you please say happy birthday to my mom? And I said, absolutely. Judy, one of the best local sports supporters I know of and could not make it tonight, but is celebrating her fill-in-the-blank birthday. That's all I'm going to say. Happy birthday, Judy. We love you and wish you were here, but I know I've got a listener out there listening to every word, and I'll try not to stumble too badly. Hey, we're a minute and a half away from tonight's tip-off, or at least the national anthem. Unitigo, Bainbridge-Guilford, should be a good one. I didn't mention much about the BG individuals. I mean, they're scoring leaders, of course, but, of course, you know, there's more than just the scoring people. They've got Lucas Butcher, a sophomore who's done a nice job early on. They've also got Dalton Johnson, Ray Frederick, Nick Granowski, Tim Waltz, and Ben Mirich. I believe that's the way that name is pronounced. Unitigo also has David Van Alstyne, Kellen Comenda, Alex and Tyler Troy White, who are twins, and Dan Cleschulte, and I think, let's see, Jeff Witt, Justin Fisher, and Nick Becht. All right, we're going to take a break. They're going to do all the Section 4 sportsmanship things on the anthem. We'll be back with a starting lineup. So Unitigo BG, our third game of the opening week of the season for live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invites you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. We're back briefly. There's some major problems with the sound system, and the sound system here in this gym is not good. But Judy Vitale is trying to give the announcement of the starting lineup, and so we can do that for you as she does. And Tyler Butler, 6-foot junior, starts. Number 22 is Phil Youngs, makes the starting lineup this year. Number 30 is Dan Shelton, one of the co-captains. 42, another co-captain, that's Travis Woods. And then number 44 is Quinn Barnhart. On the BG side, it's number 4, Lucas Butcher. Number 13, Corbin Palmer. 15, Ryan Porter. 21, Austin Bowerly. And 22, Brooks Harmon. And they're going to do a cheer in the Unitico side. And then we, I believe, are going to have the national anthem. So let's just make sure that, confirm that that's going to happen. And then we will step away. I think the teams want to play. Yep, they're going to do, Judy's going to sing the anthem, but we can't pick that up on the radio. We'll take a quick break. Unitico BG, live Tri-Town High School basketball starting very soon on WCDL.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessup Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
There is a difference.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, we thank Chambers and O'Hara for their sponsorship of tonight's tip-off show. Don't forget, after this game, give it a 15, 20 minutes or so. The audio will download for the archives of WCDO Sports On Demand, and that's through WCDOradio.com. And again, with the Mid-State Athletic Conference changing formats last year, these teams only meet once in the regular season. No more home and home, so we got to take advantage of it while we can. Should be a good matchup tonight. Glad you're with us. And the tip is underway with Corbin Palmer catching the tip for Ryan Porter. Well, we'll see how the defenses shape up here. Looks like a 2-3 zone, active 2-3 zone for Unitico. And the first shot from the left corner put up and missed by Brooks Harmon, who had 28 points in their game against Harpersville earlier this week. And for the BG Bobcats defensively, they'll start off with a man-to-man press and back it off after the inbounds pass. So controlling the offense for Unitico, Phil Youngs, and BG backing into a 2-3 zone. Everyone's a Syracuse fan, it looks like. Shelton back out to Butler. Butler to Youngs, had a little trouble hanging onto that ball, wanted to dribble first, didn't have total control, is called on the turnover. So the first 34 seconds, Nets, zero results, points-wise. Ryan Porter, a couple of dribbles over half court. And out, and the two guards, they're playing a very active man-to-man, and that's Butler and Youngs. Three-point shot put up by Palmer, around the rim, and no good. Rebound, Porter! And he'll draw the foul. Looks like Travis Woods committing his first foul and the first foul of the night. We'll see Ryan Porter at the line. Porter, a fourth-year varsity player. New coach Greg Warren this year. Played for Ben Nelson for 3 years. Dale Palmer, Corbin's dad, still the JV coach. We are underway with Ryan Porter making the first of two free throws. And for a boys' game, it is awful quiet in here. Second shot is good. Kind of expect it in the girls' game. Not that it's a good thing, but wow. All right. Well, you had a single section. Trying to, well, they're not trying to do anything right now. They're very, very quiet. It's 2-0 BG on top with two free throws by Ryan Porter. There's been no real shot taken by Unitigo yet. Until Phil Youngs takes a little 10-footer on the left side. He was left alone. Scores the basket. We are tied at 2. Corbin Palmer through a double team. Comes with a jump stop. Controls it, but finally passes out to Harmon. Now it's Palmer coming in again with a double team, lofting it for Porter. Does he have enough to get up there? Blocked by Woods and scrambled back and caught by Austin Bowerly on the steal. Ripped it out of Woods' hands. Two good defensive plays in a row, one for each team. 6:10 to go, 2-2 tie. Let's see, do I have a spot in my new scorebook for ties? I'll have to make one. Unitigo keeping the ball on the perimeter. Youngs into the corner for Barnhart. Barnhart around Porter, goes up against Bowerly. Bowerly with the recovery. And a dangerous pass across the key for the other side to Corbin Palmer. Dangerous pass. I can't believe that one went through. It's Harmon again, set up left side, three-pointer. Can't find the mark, but the ball tapped into Butcher. Butcher misses. Rebounded by Travis Woods. Ahead to Youngs. Wide open is Barnhart. He'll stop and pop, and it's short. Rebound by Butcher. No, it's stolen away by Youngs. Good hustle by Phil Youngs. He's got two. And we have our first lead change. 4-2, 5:14 to play, first quarter. Bowerly over the double team, finds Porter inside. Nice pass. Well, no, he faked the pass to Harmon. Went back outside to Porter. The shot missed. Lucas Butcher. So the two shortest guys on the floor are making their mark. Butcher with a basket, ties it up at 4. And some aggressive defense by Brooks Harmon that earns him a foul. Non-shooting, so Unitigo brings the ball up. Young's the quarterback of this year's team. The 2-3 zone slides to the right as Phil Youngs dribbles to the left. Butler over on the right wing. Cross-court pass to Youngs. He gets around the defense, slides the pass inside for Woods, and it's good. Six to four, Unitigo by a deuce. Butcher into the corner, open as Porter. Double-teamed quickly, though. Passes out to Palmer. Around to the left, Bowerly. They rotate it back to the right. Palmer is open for three, but it's off the mark. Rebound is up for grabs. It'll be Bowerly. Shot blocked by 42, Travis Woods, his second block. Youngs dribbles the left side to Barnhart. Oh, got away with a double dribble there. Hands it off to Phil Youngs, who's back near the midcourt circle. 3:51 to go. Woods kicks it to the corner for Shelton. In and out with a shot. Pulled down by Austin Bowerly, and the junior number 21 surveys the floor. Looks like he had Harmon open on the left. Stolen by Dan Shelton. Good instincts there. Ahead to Phil Youngs on transition. 6-4, Unitigo by 2. Shelton in the corner, off his hands, but Brooks Harmon deflected out of bounds. And our first timeout asked for, this one by Coach Jim Knight. It's a short one. 6-4, 3:29 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at mengeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Good early defensive struggle right now for Unitigo and BG. The Spartans hosting the Bobcats, leading by two. Shelton inbounded the ball from underneath the basket and had the ball knocked away. He's now over in the corner to bring it in. No subbing yet for Unitigo. Woods trapped along the baseline, finds the teammate Phil Young. Another 10-footer. This one partially deflected, but cleaning up the loose ball is Travis Woods. And a four-point lead, the largest of the game so far. Bad pass by Butcher looking down low. Picked off by Travis Woods. The ball just floated over the top of Ryan Porter. 8-4 the score. Unitigo with the ball and the lead. In the corner, Shelton, 15-footer. No, not going to go. Woods again with the offensive board. Wide open off the double team is Barnhart. Woods finds him, and now Barnhart slides inside trying to go to Woods. It's anybody's ball. It's Shelton as Barnhart gets up off the floor. In time for a pass from Woods, but cannot put it in from the left side. Sloppy play by Unitigo, but they're forcing the action underneath. Harmon had the ball stripped away by Youngs. Youngs goes to Woods to the right side for Butler. Shelton driving in is Woods. Nice pass by Shelton. No good on the shot, though, and it's out of bounds. And Coach Jim Knight will go to his bench. Into the game now is 34. That's Jeff Witt, a 6'3 senior. Lots of height on this team. My goodness. And number 12 is Kellen Comenda, 5'10 sophomore. Got the ball, goes into the corner for Shelton. Cutting down is Woods, part of the play. Ball got knocked away near half court. It's saved. Shelton again from the inside the three-point line on the right baseline. Good for Shelton. And suddenly it's a 10-4 ball game. Palmer ahead to Harmon. Left side, that's his favorite spot, but he's 0-2 from there. Bowerly thought about a three, didn't take it. To Butcher, back to Bowerly. They whip it around to the left side. This time it's Harmon for three. Brooks Harmon cuts the deficit in half. It's 10-7, and the pass goes out of bounds. Looking ahead for Witt, and it went out of bounds. So a minute 35 to go in the first quarter. Whistle's only blown a handful of times. One foul for each team. Several turnovers for both teams. Butcher to Bowerly against the press. Pass long for Harmon. Harmon bounce pass back to the left for Palmer. And they're trying to trap the ball handler. High post to Porter. Six-footer, missed it. Too hard to the right. Ball might have been affected on the shot defensively. They are hounding Ryan Porter, trying to keep him off the offensive glass. 10-7, Spartans with the ball. Shelton goes baseline. Floater in there, missed it, and trying too hard for the rebound. Brooks Harmon had position and the ball, and that's a foul on Dan Shelton. His first and the team's second foul. Just under a minute to go. The last scoreboard I know of in the MAC that has no tenth of a second. Oh, wide open is Porter against the press. He goes up left side, missed it. Oh, he missed it. Good defense by Travis Woods. Woods at the foul line into the corner. And coming in is Woods off the pass, and there's contact, but it'll be Travis Woods going to the line. That foul will be on Ryan Porter, his first, team second. First Unitigo player to be at the line tonight. Co-captain Travis Woods with 41 seconds to go, first shot. Is up and in. Spartans have not gotten into much of an offensive flow, but boy, they've gotten a lot of shots. They just are not falling. Very aggressive on the offensive glass and defensive glass as well, because you know BG has not had an easy time of it inside. Again, rotating the ball from right to left, now back to the left. High post is Porter. He faces the basket, sees Harmon. Harmon back to Palmer. 21. The shot clock is down to 13. About a five-second difference. Three-pointer for Palmer. Short. Rebound comes to Butcher. He shovels the pass to Bowerly. Somebody's open. It's Porter at the foul line. No, off the mark. Rebound by Woods. 6 seconds to go. They got to look up the court and see that there's time short, growing short. The foot up. Phil Youngs, who had two baskets, puts up a shot and misses short. So a fast-moving first quarter. 12-7 is our score. Unitigo on top of the BG Bobcats. We've had two ties and a lead change. Unitigo's got it by five for now. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of Live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Unitigo, home of the Spartans, where Unitigo takes their 3-0 record out of the court for the second quarter against the 2-3 BG Bobcats. Short shot by Barnhart. Again, partial deflection. The blocks are keeping the stat keepers busy. 12-7, Unitigo by 5. Bobcats spread the offense into a 2-1-2 against a very aggressive defense by Unitigo. Shelton almost preserved a possession. It's Butcher, Palmer, Harmon, Porter, and Bowerly still on the floor. No subs yet for Greg Warren's team. Palmer to the right side for Lucas Butcher. Bowerly right back to Butcher. They rotate it to the left this time. Harmon's he's not going to go for the three. And a weak pass, and it's down the sideline and out of bounds off Palmer, who dove, trying to keep the ball. Got an attaboy from Tyler Butler. And now there's a Bainbridge-Guilford timeout. That one also a shorty. 12-7 is our score. 7:17 to go in the first half. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back for Unitigo's possession off that BG 30-second timeout. Again, they power it into Woods. Kicks it back to Shelton from the foul line. Shelton's starting to heat up a little bit. He's got 4 points. Porter made the mental mistake when he turned to face the basket off the long pass. What he was going to do, and he faked and tried to do something else, and that cost him an extra step. A bit of pressure from Bainbridge-Guilford again, but Unitigo handles it very easily. Still Phil Youngs at the point, Tyler Butler, Dan Shelton. It is Travis Woods, a dribble toward the basket, back out to Butler. Now it's Butler. Or from Barnhart, I should say, to Butler. Butler's shot, met with some contact, and that's a foul on number 23, Ray Frederick, in the game, a senior. BG does not give heights. We can only guess. I figure he's about 6 feet. 14-7 the score. Butler at the line misses the first. Butler's had a couple of double-figure games so far. Right-handed shooter. Can't get this one to go either. Woods taps into Barnhart. Nice, unselfish play by Woods to teammate Quinn Barnhart, who scores his first basket. So five players for Utatigo. All starters have scored. Here comes Harmon down the lane. Again going for the block. But there was contact with the body. That's the second one on Woods. Now that's a pivotal foul because, well, many coaches, the second foul in the first half. The bench is affected because somebody will come in and it'll be Jeff Witt back in the ballgame, 6'3", senior. I don't think he played last year. So he's on the floor today for Travis Woods, who sits down with six first quarter points. It's 6:30 to go in the first half, 16-8. Both shots made by Brooks Harmon. Harmon leading the BG scoring with five, 16-9. Oh, there's a near steal by Palmer. It's knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Unitigo's ball. Coach Jim Knight right in front of him wanted a foul. Bobcats playing some guard-heavy pressure. Nice job by Phil Youngs to get it out, but it's 4-on-3, and Shelton cashes in from the left side. Shelton with seven. So the co-captain's responsible for 13 of the 19 Unitigo's points this far. And Lucas Butcher comes off the bench and replaces Ray Frederick in the BG lineup. Bobcats in their navy blue with white Bobcats and the number. Open is Butcher on the right side. He's off the front of the rim, rebounded, and off to the races goes Tyler Butler. He's going to try to go all the way. Corbin Palmer reaches a hand in there and almost had that cleanly blocked. But I said almost. It'll be Palmer's first foul. It's four team fouls on the BG Bobcats. Bobcats defeated Harpersville by 20 on Tuesday night. It took overtime for Unitigo to defeat Oxford last Friday night. First shot by Butler is missed. He's 0 for 3. Resets, shoots, misses off the back of the rim. Easy rebound for Ryan Porter. Ahead to Palmer. Palmer's on the left side, back to Porter. In the corner, it's Harmon for three. No, not this time. Rebound, Porter, offensive glass, missed it. Tried to tap it alive, but it went to Barnhart. Shelton, pass ahead and off the hands of Kellen Comenda. 19-9, the Spartans, their largest lead right now of 9 points. Good aggressive Unitigo defense right now, coupled with some ice-cold shooting for BG. Harmon tries to drive in on Shelton, blocked by Shelton. Dan was very patient on that play, waited for Harmon to go up, timed it right. 5:10 to play in the first half. Once again, a very subdued crowd. Shelton tries to go for three shots in a row. Missed it from the right corner, his favorite spot. Palmer. Whoa, almost out of control. And diving on the floor was Comenda. Leads to a two-on-two break. Butler airballs the shot from the right side. Put back up and in by Jeff Witt. Standing on the weak side. In that case, an air ball was good news. 4:35 left in the first half. Sloppy play by Bowerly and Barnhart on the spot to take it away. I think the starters may be tired for BG. Here comes Barnhart with a weak shot. Gets his own rebound. Missed that one too. Ryan Porter with the carom for Bainbridge Guilford. Trying to score some points. They've been held to two free throws in this quarter, which is almost half done. Porter. Bounce pass down, trying to go underneath for Bowerly. It was in a crowd. Back it comes for Unitigo, trying to take total control of this game. 2-3 zone. Butler, another air ball. This one short from three on the left side. Palmer calling out the play for the Bobcats. On the right side, Bowerly. Underneath, wide open is Porter. He fakes the shot. And as he fakes the shot, Jeff Wendt went up. He bit for the fake. But Porter never got back to shoot. So it's not a shooting. It's not a two-shot situation. Porter did the right thing by faking it. And it looks like Phil Youngs is back in the game. They inbound it right to Porter. Goes up against Witt. This time he scores. So Porter with his first field goal and four for the Bobcats, 21-11. Foul on Brooks Harmon. That's his second. Five team fouls on BG, just four for Unitigo. Phil Youngs back in the game now, replacing Tyler Butler, and has the ball at the top of the key. They work a three-man play, and a blind pass by Jeff Wett right into the hands of Corbin Palmer. In transition, but Unitigo gets back very quickly. Butcher wide open on the right, but does not take the three. Palmer, two dribbles to the right, goes to Bowerly at the top of the key. Bowerly facing the basket, goes underneath to Harmon. Great pass, because it's sealed off the defense. Harmon with the basket, but a nice pass by Austin Bowerly. Now Bowerly with a steal, goes ahead to Palmer. And an offensive foul as Palmer put the shoulder down on Danny Shelton. Shelton played the good defense that time. Palmer with his second foul. And timeout called from the Unitigo side. They enjoy an 8-point lead right now with 2:52 to go till halftime. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back at Unitigo, first time here for the season. Start of the week in Sydney on a rare Monday night game. And we're here in Unitigo on a rare, even more rare, Thursday night game. Strenner, all the years I did basketball from 1986 to 2005 on a regular basis, the only Thursday night games I remember doing were in Franklin. We would do one Franklin game a year. One year we were at Gilbertsville Mount Upton. I think that was also on a Thursday. Almost always a Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. All right, 2:52 to go till halftime. The Bobcats applying full court pressure. Corbin Palmer knocks the ball out of bounds on the inbound pass. So Unitigo gains about 30 feet from that. Make it 20. Anyway, they throw the pass down to Barnhart. A soft jumper on the left side, blocked by Austin Bowerly. Here comes Palmer up ahead. Picked off by Komenda. Good instincts there. Saved an open layup. Spartans leading by eight. Baseline, a nice spin move missed by Witt. Bowerly had the rebound, hit off his hands by Quinn Barnhart. So hopefully Coach Greg Warren has his team in sprint mode all through practice, because they played just about the whole game. Layup attempt by Young, missed. Rebound Bowerly, ahead to Porter. Porter to an open Harmon. Harmon a couple of dribbles into. Oh, nice sifting through the defense, but layup's a little too strong. Barnhart with a rebound for Unitigo. Up ahead to Komenda. Youngs to Barnhart. Another little soft jumper. Missed it. Farrelly rebounds ahead to Harmon. Good defensive secondary work by Phil Young. They've done that two or three times in this game. Take away a sure layup. Good quickness. Nice pass along the baseline to Shelton from Barnhart, but picked off by Ryan Porter. Good instincts, both teams, as far as trying to get the sneaky pass inside. Bad pass by Frederick, who is in the game now, picked off by Phil Youngs, and Youngs will finish. He's got 6 points. 23-13, back to a 10-point lead. Oh, Lucas Butcher, call for backcourt right in front of the Unisingo scoring table. Palmer checks back in, replacing Frederick. Mild protest by Coach Warren. I think he's got a bit of a case there. Depends where Butcher caught the ball and where his right foot was. His left foot was backcourt. Was his right foot still in the front court? And again with Jeff Witt trying to go underneath with the reverse layup. Missed it, but he went and got his own rebound. Nicely done by Jeff Witt. And then, after the second miss, he had a push. And that is the fifth foul on Unitigo. Spartans showing press. Palmer and Bowerly playing catch. To Bowerly, to Butcher. Back to Bowerly, almost behind him. Passes to Harmon. There's that left shot. Left side three-pointer. Bang. Good. Harmon with 10, and then the steal underneath by Harmon. Missed the layup. Second three-pointer, 23-16, creating some excitement on the Bobcats. Visiting fan side, which might have all of 45 people over there, I think. They made the new bleachers here, and they've cut down the attendance drastically. Shot by Phil Youngs at the top of the key, no good. Butler back in the game, rebounds and misses. Another offensive board, this time by Comenda. They'll work it around. Youngs back to Witt, goes baseline, tries another scoop to the hoop, missed, got his own rebound, back out to Youngs for three. It's good just at the shot clock, or no, just at the game clock buzzer. But it's a two-pointer, his foot was on the line. Jeff Witt loving to go inside against the big boys. And three times this quarter, he took a shot underneath, missed it, got it back. This time, he had the presence of mind to pass to Phil Youngs, who canned it from just inside the three-point line, top of the key. And that presents the 25-16 halftime score that we have. And we'll come back with a Morabito halftime report, tell you the scoring recap in this game, and also review what happened in last night's girls' MAC action. We were at Harpersville last night. We'll tell you about that game and the other local teams that played. It's all ahead on the Morabito Halftime Report, part of live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We're specialists in you.
Stop the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back at Unitego. They're sweeping the floors. I guess there's no halftime promotion. Used to be, well, of course, we did the CDO shootout for many years, but they used to also do our friend Jerry Palmer at the Catalog Outlet used to do a shoot from a recliner and win the recliner. So not doing that this year, but we do have our Morabito halftime report. That goes on as scheduled, no matter what's going on. As we take a pause with the score 25-16 in a MAC boys game between Unitego and BG. Spartans lead it right now, and our halftime report is brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And what can you say about this first half? It's been a bit quirky, because Unitego has rotated seven guys, been very aggressive, probably put up, I'm almost thinking, twice as many shots as Bainbridge Guilford. But they have also gotten a lot of offensive rebounds. They've kept the action in their part of the court. On the other side, Bainbridge Guilford has handled the pressure pretty well, have not committed too many turnovers, just cannot get the ball to come through the basket, with the exception of Brooks Harmon, who leads all scorers right now with 10 points. He's got 2 3-pointers, 1 regular basket, and 2 for 2 from the line. Ryan Porter has 4 points, and Lucas Butcher has 2. Austin Bowerly, who's been averaging double figures, has not scored. Neither has Corbin Palmer. And Ray Frederick's the only other one to be playing for Coach Greg Warren thus far, and he has not scored. They have 16 points, 3 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, and they are 4 for 4 from the foul line for those 16 points. For Unitego, they've got good balance. Phil Young's 2 early baskets, 2 late baskets. He leads with 8 points. Dan Shelton has 7, including a 3-pointer. Travis Wood scored 6 points, all in the first quarter. Jeff Witt with a basket. Quinn Barnhart with a basket. Tyler Butler is 0 for 4. And I think that's it. They've got 10 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer. They are 2 for 6 from the foul line for their 25 points. Not putting up a huge amount of offense, but the defense certainly is dominating for both teams and doing a good job. And nobody is in foul trouble. They had a couple guys with 2 fouls, but that's about it. Last night we were in Harpersville thinking possibly a close game, hard to tell. And it was for a while. It was 14-10, I remember. I couldn't remember the time. 3-something left in the first half, and then they went. The Hornets went on a 10-1 run. And they had tremendous team defense, and they also spread the wealth, although they were led by Miranda Drummond, the sophomore, who was destined to be the next 1,000-point scorer for Harpersville girls in their history. She scored 22 to lead all scorers. Savannah Murray had 13 in that game, and while Drummond won our NBT Bank Offensive Award, Amanda Frayer had the Dynamic Defense Award. That's sponsored by Mang Insurance. Played a good game. Emily McElwain with 8 points, but she had 6 of them in a streak that she never even hit the rim. That was something I remember. She got a really nice shot, but the team defense was what impressed me the most for Harpersville. And they held Shania Vandermark and Randy Conway under double figures. Both girls struggled mightily the entire game and were able to muster 8 points apiece in that 58-30 Harpersville win. Congratulations to the Afton Crimson Knights, the Lady Knights, with a victory 34-30 over the Delhi Lady Bulldogs, with Peyton Cutting, who has been their monster scorer in the early part of the season, 18 more points to lead Afton. They didn't have a great line night from the free throw line, just 8 for 20. And they've played 3 games now and have yet to make a 3-pointer. So that is not going to be a weapon of choice for them, but cutting 18 points, 6 for 9 from the foul line. Unitico girls were winners over Oxford, 37-21. Casey Manzanero, who was their leading scorer last year, back doing the same thing this year with 14 points. And in that game, they went off to a 25-7 first half lead. And while the offense tailed off considerably in the second half, scoring just 12 points, they only gave up 14. So defense will win out in that one after they establish their offense. Unadilla Valley upended Walton in a more high-scoring game, 60-52. And I'm not sure if we're going to see either of those teams this year in action, but looks like Walton, who was down by quite a bit, they were down by 16 going into the fourth quarter, put on a 24-16 run to make it somewhat respectable. 60-52 was the score of that game. Let's see what else might have been going on last night in action. There wasn't a whole lot as far as local teams go. The Unitigo-Hancock situation, they played Monday night. The girls played the preliminary game, and the boys took the nightcap. And last night, the JVs for both teams played, and from what I understand, both Sydney teams were victorious over Hancock JV. We're about a minute and a half away from starting the second period of play. Unitigo leads Bainbridge-Guilford in this MAC Division boys game, 25-16. And you're listening to the Morabito Halftime Report, part of live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We thank the Morabito Energy Products folks for sponsoring yet another season of live Tri-Town High School basketball and the halftime report. I've said this before, it's just eventful when we're not doing the CDO shootout at halftime, but then again, it's a lot less pressure for me because these new gymnasiums can't get up and down, plus age, up and down like I used to in the old bleachers. So, all right, we are ready to go. BG going to my left, Unitigo to my right. Brooks Harmon fires up a shot from the left wing to start it off, missed it. Austin Bowerly, who was held scoreless in the first half, gets aggressive. The offensive board is his, and the next shot puts him at the line, and that is the third foul on Travis Woods. Now that is the first thing to pay attention to is in terms of foul trouble for either side. And Bowerly cashes in the first one. If you're just tuning in, it's 25-17. Unitigo on top of their neighborhood rivals, Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats, and Woods will come out in favor of Jeff Witt. Bowerly in and out. It's the first miss. Porter with an offensive board goes up and scores. Ryan Porter now with six. So the three-point surge, if you will, mini surge, makes it 25-16. It's as close as they've come. Phil Youngs all the way down to Witt. He'll go into the basket, then kick it out to Quinn Barnhart, who misses the corner jumper. Off to the races goes Harmon. Will Witt catch him? No. Harmon with the basket. Nice lead pass. Oh, let's see. Will they keep it under control? Youngs off the 2-on-3. Nice feed to Witt. It's up and good. Oh, now we've got action. 27-21. Bobcats got to within four. It lasted all of about 3 seconds. Lucas Butcher, double team. Oh, right into the hands of Young. Youngs will score the lefty layup. I bet Butcher would wish to have that pass back. As soon as he let go, he knew. Youngs had timed it right. Palmer around Youngs. He's open for a 10-footer and missed it. Ball is loose. It's Phil Youngs. Long pass up ahead to Butler. Butler hit by Bowerly, and that was simply to prevent the easy 2 points. Bowerly with his first, and it's a short timeout, which means I will stay here because there's only 6.5 to go, 6:32 left in the third quarter. Wish I could tell you the next games that we've got coming, but based on the schedule, everybody that I would want to cover seems to be on the road, so there's nothing concrete. I'll have to look a little closer. And as far as over the holidays, well, you've got the annual Kozelski girls tournament, Bainbridge Guilford, always fun. We did the final. I did the finals last year, right? Yes. And let's see. Well, the Sydney boys are up in Cooperstown. So, and if I can't do it because I might be away, Nate Lull, pride of Gilbertsville on Upton, he might be able to fill in for, I think he's home for a couple of weeks, might fill in for me. All right, so at the line is Tyler Butler, who has struggled with an 0-for-4 showing. And it's up and off to the left. So trying to keep it together. Second shot is good. Got it to go. First point. 1-for-6 shooting for Tyler Butler. 6:28 to go. 30-21. There's a blocking foul on the end line. And that's going to go in Quinn Barnhart. His first. Unitigo with two team fouls. Bowerly, Palmer, Harmon, Butcher, and Palmer just commits the over and back. He took the inbounds pass, almost touched the midcourt stripe, knew better of it, and then as he started to dribble to the left, apparently he had forgotten where he was and did commit the foul. So that's the second time a Bobcat has been called for backcourt. Let's see if it leads to points here, because the Bobcats were starting to make a run. Back to a 9-point lead. Butler, 15-footer left side, no good. Rebound, Corbin Palmer. This time he's on the run. To Austin Bowerly, back out to Palmer. Wide open on the left side. They don't see him. It was Brooks Harmon. Bowerly, one dribble and lost it. Now it's Harmon into the double team. Bowerly on the right side, back to Harmon. Swings it to the left for Palmer. 13 on the shot clock. Good defense by the Spartans, keeping it on the perimeter. Cutting in as Porter goes up, and it's around the rim and in. Ryan Porter cutting at the right time. He's got 8 points, 30-23. Young threw a double team off to Witt. Witt in the corner for Barnhart. Barnhart goes up, blocked by Porter. Outlets to Bowerly. Sloppy play by Austin Bowerly. Tyler Butler, Johnny on the spot to take it away. Shelton hit as he shoots from the foul line, missed it. The ball became loose. Jeff Witt got it and scored. Jeff Witt off the bench. I like this kid. He is aggressive. Bobcats having some trouble handling the Unitigo pressure. And a hold will be called on Witt. No doubt the offensive rebounding stats are in favor of Unitigo, and that's part of the reason they are up by 9, 32-23. 4:58 to go. Interesting substitutions. Witt and Barnhart come out. Woods returns, as does Nick Becht, who is a 6'2 junior. We'll get to see Becht for the first time. He wears number 50. Bowerly cannot hang on to the pass in traffic. Butler with the steal, and then he forced a pass to the right for Youngs. Too low, and it's kicked out of bounds. Palmer against Butler. Two dribbles for Palmer and then a pass Bowerly to Butcher. Back outside Bowerly quickly to Palmer in the corner. Harmon's in his favorite spot. Missed it. Left, and I'm talking left corner. Shelton rips the ball out of Bowerly's hand. Hands it off to Youngs. I'm brief respite here as they set up the offense and defense. The 2-3 zone continues for the Bobcats. Youngs to the left, back to Butler on the right, goes against the double team, off the glass, good. Tyler Butler's first strike from the field. He's got 3 points in this quarter, 34-23. Bobcats got to within four briefly. Palmer. And a timeout asked for by Coach Greg Warren. So it's a full timeout. We've got time to burn here. 4:02 left in the third period. 34-23. Unitigo on top of BG. Boys MAC action, part of Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. BG comes out of the timeout. Ryan Porter takes a pass coming across the key. The turnaround is missed. He couldn't get the offensive board. Here comes Tyler Butler lofting one in, and it stays on the rim for a while before dropping off, and a foul will be called on Butler trying to get the offensive rebound. And that's the first on the junior, second-year varsity player, 34-23, 3:44 to go third quarter. Pressure continues to bother BG ball handlers. Butcher to Bowley, quickly to Palmer, into the corner for Harmon. Harmon's on the left baseline. Double team quickly to Porter. Porter goes up and scores off Wood, who knew he wasn't going to try to block the shot. Porter striking three times in this quarter, 34-25. It is Tyler Butler, smart enough not to listen to the crowd as to where to throw it, because the guy that was had been open was not open by the time he saw him. Back, trying to pass it in to Shelton, got kicked, the ball was kicked out of bounds by Porter. So Butler will inbound. Butler to the wing for Shelton. Youngs at the top of the key, dribbles to the left, pass inside to Beck. They work it around to a Butler open shot that went in and came back out again. Porter into the corner for Harmon, this time in the right corner. Back to Porter. He's open. Goes up against Woods, and it won't go in, but it looks like Woods, who wanted to go for the block, he committed to do it, and the official cites him with foul number four. Well, that was as one-on-one a play as we've had on this side of the court tonight. Porter versus Woods. Strength versus strength. Now it's Ryan at the line. He's 2-for-2 so far. The gym gets mighty quiet in that. I tell you, both rims are being unfriendly tonight. A lot of spin-outs. So Woods is back on the bench. Jeff Witt is in for him with 2:46 left in the third quarter. Porter misses the first, has the second one, and it is good. So now two BG Bobcats in double figures, splitting 21 of the 26 points mustered by the Bobcats. Moving in, Butler tries to go up over the trees, no good. Palmer rebounding on the way down, and let's see, a travel will be called. Palmer grabbed the rebound as he fell, and many years ago that was an instant travel. The official for some reason waited. And let's see what we've got here. I think there's a an addressing of the what was said over on the BG side. Probably the thought was, I don't know what the words were, but the thought was, hey, not only did he fall, he got knocked down, but fall for the travel nonetheless. 34-26, Bobcats to within 8, trying to keep it close. Witt, nice pass down underneath to Beck. It's good. So the two sub-forwards coming in. Beck with a basket, his first. 36-26, back to the 10-point lead. I believe the largest lead for the Spartans was 12. Here comes Porter driving in. He'll pass over to Harvin. Misses the three from the left wing. Witt with a rebound. 1:54 to play in the third quarter. Unitico 10-point lead. Harmon bothers the pass intended for Butler. So it's Butler, Youngs, Becht, Witt, and Shelton on the floor for Unitico. Shelton's in the deep left corner. Goes to Beck, goes up and under. No. Rebounded by Bowerly. Bowerly, Palmer, Porter, Harmon, and Butcher, the five starters most of the way tonight for BG. Harmon, inside the three-point line, missed it. Rebound, Butler. Bounce pass up ahead to Phil Youngs. He'll wait and restart the offense. They are not in a hurry. And rightly so. Bobcats set up their defense quickly. It is Butler. Wide open is Youngs. He'll take it for three, and it's around the rim and no good. Palmer and Witt going up for the rebound. Let's see who commits the foul. It will be called on Palmer, who of the two did come in second in terms of where the ball was. He got there second. It's his third foul. Minute four to play. Up ahead to, whoa, that's going to go back court. Jeff Witt, way back by the end line. So Coach Knight makes a change. Butler comes out in favor of sophomore Kellen Comenda, the 5'10 sophomore. He's seen some quality minutes tonight. 59 seconds to go. 36-26. It's Unitico by a 10 spot. Pass stolen by Beck. A cross-court pass stolen by Beck. Shelton on the left wing. Palmer has him, so to speak, in this matchup zone. And the turnaround from Beck, no good. Rebound Palmer, this time cleanly. Looks up ahead with 40 seconds to go. Try to cut it inside of 10 points. Another pass picked off by Nick Beck. And Youngs, oh, there's Spouty's falling. We'll see where the foul goes. That could be the foul. That's on Palmer. That's number four in Corbin. The BG Bobcats football quarterback this year doing a nice job getting them into the playoffs. On the other side, you've got both Comenda and Butler, who quarterback the Unitico Spartans team, playing hoops. So the inbounds pass comes, and Witt, turnaround jump shot blocked by Austin Bowerly. Nice job. What can the Bobcats do with it? 22 seconds to go. They can play for the last shot. Pass for Porter. Knocked away from behind. Porter went to go get it. That's a foul on him. That's his second. So 36-26. 16 seconds to go. And the Bobcats are going to challenge defensively. And for them, try to cause a turnover. Double-teaming the ball, and Harmon comes in late when the pass came back to Shelton. Not quite the one-on-one yet. It's the fifth team foul. And 3 seconds elapsed off the clock. Pass comes in to Comenda. Comenda beats the double team. Dribbles back to Young. 8 seconds. Wide open is Komenda. The shot is short. Out of bounds. It will be Unitigo's ball. They say BG, probably Ryan Porter, touched it last. 4 seconds to go. No tenths of a second here. Remember, this is an antique clock. And it comes into Jeff Witt. The pass to Shelton. Blocked by Bowerly. Shelton on the floor, and Bowerly makes sure he's okay. So 8 minutes to go in this MAC contest tonight, 36-26, a low-scoring, defensive-oriented game in favor of Unitigo. Let's see who wins this one tonight. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Back to the fourth quarter. Unitigo, as they have the last two quarters, takes possession of the ball to start the period. They've got the same five players on the court. No, I would take that back. Travis Woods and Quinn Barnhart are on the floor, along with Dan Shelton, Kellen Komenda, and Phil Youngs. Working it inside is Quinn Barnhart. Best move of the night for Quinn. Aggressive on that left baseline. And the foul, the basket's good, and the foul is on Lucas Butcher. Barnhart has a basket so far in this game. Gets two from the line. The first one is no good. I'm sorry. He's got two baskets now. And the one on, one-shot foul is no good. Where was I? Sleeping. It's Porter at the foul line. He's going to dribble in. And a soft touch. It's good. And he's fouled. Nice play by Ryan Porter. That's on Quinn Barnhart. And it looks like Coach Jim Knight wants a timeout. The last short timeout they've got, 38-28. Bobcats trying to stand this game, 7:33 left. They'll have a free throw coming back. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invites you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at mengeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitron business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, and my mistake, it was a short timeout. Should have gone with a 30-second break. Didn't miss anything really except a travel on Quinn Barnhart after there was a long possession by Unitigo that didn't net a shot until just before we came on the air. Barnhart got the offensive rebound. He was not the one that missed the shot. And there was some contact in there, but he fell down, and they said travel. Austin Bowerly has not made a shot yet. He comes up empty on this one, too, from the left side. He was open for the three. A 9-point deficit. Ryan Porter, by the way, made the free throw. That's why it's a 9-point deficit. He's game's high score with 14, 38-29. Young's getting around Lucas Butcher, despite not much room there. Well, he didn't get around him cleanly because there was a foul. And now it is, that's the seventh, so it is a 1-1. Phil Young's at the line, 1-1. First one in the second half. It's good. Unitigo not doing that great from the line. But Young's helped the percentage. They're 2-for-3 in this quarter. They were 3-for-7, or 3-for-8 coming into it. A steal in the backcourt by Comenda. Misses the layup on the right, on the left side with the right hand. Ahead to Harmon. Harmon goes in on Shelton. The floater missed it off the glass. The ball is up for grabs, and it's Comenda on a streak to Young's. Wow, Comenda has some speed. Nice ball fake by Young's. He goes right under the basket, doesn't even bother to shoot. He just gets under and gets all the way back to the top of the key to run the offense. Shelton to Barnhart in the low block. Back out Shelton for three. It's going to be short. Rebound Bowerly. And a long pass. Whoa, a high pass, I should say. Not long. It hit the petition. Partition up on the ceiling, the old gym here. I haven't seen that in years. Well, a bit of comic relief here. Hopefully both teams take it in stride. 40-29, 11-point lead. Woods turned around from the foul line off the back of the rim, way up high off the rim, and it helps Unitigo get two or three shots. Or at least it got an extra shot for him. Unitigo extremely aggressive on the offensive boards, and it is paying off. This time it's Travis Woods. Foul is on Austin Bowerly. Woods just 6 points all in the first quarter. Makes the first one here. So three in a row after missing five of seven, or six of seven along the way as a team. Second shot is good. And Coach Knight wants a timeout. His team leads by 13. I'm not sure what else he's going to say except keep up the aggressive work here. 42-29 Unitigo, 5:55 left. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Yeah, during the break here, I've been trying to survey the next week's schedule. Hard for me to make a season-long schedule because I just don't know what the teams have. I'm starting to get a better idea of it now, but all the teams that I would want to cover are on the road in places we don't do games, and that's plain and simple. But I see almost everybody has some sort of holiday tournament, so we might be able to make up for it. And that's another reason doing this game tonight, because of the, first of all, the local rivalry. Second of all, both teams pretty decent in the expectation department. So 42-29, if you're just tuning in, Unitigo on top of BG, their largest lead of the ball game right now, 13 points. Spartans putting on a good pressure. Porter, double team, bounce pass to Palmer. Porter at the top of the key. He's going to go aggressive and go inside. And the basket is waved off. Offensive foul. That's one that could have gone either way. Coach Greg Warren pleading his case. Porter asking the official about it. He needs to be careful. That is a game changer right there. So the Bobcats putting on press. Young, three-on-one break. It is Barnhart blocked by Bowerly. Up ahead to Porter. It's going to be too far ahead. He can't even save it. Bowerly misjudging how far ahead he's got to throw the ball. Last time he hit the ceiling. 'Cause everybody trying to calm down a little bit because they got a bit testy. Score hasn't changed. 5:30 to play. BG players have to be near exhaustion. They've been, most of them have been on the floor the whole time. Nice steal by Harmon. Is he going to run out of room? It is. It will be BG's ball. The hustle paid off. I think Unitico got a little nonchalant. So Bowerly, Palmer, Butcher, Porter, and Harmon continue to be on the floor for BG. Into the corner, it's Harmon wide open for a three. No. Good rebound by Woods over Porter that time. Youngs to the left side for Kellen Kamenda. The fake, now the 15-footer off the top of the rim. Woods will finish it off. They let that play stand. I don't know, the top of the backboard, it didn't hit a guy wire, but sloppy play by BG. 10 points now for Travis Woods. Harmon, bounce pass to Porter. He's going to go up against Woods and score. Quick baskets, what they need. 16 points for Ryan Porter, 44-31. Double team. Kamenda up ahead to Barnhart. Cross the court to Shelton. Inside to the wide open Woods. Bowerly got there, but a little late. Woods the recipient of some good teammate passes. That time by Dan Shelton. Bowerly cross the court to Butcher. Butcher forcing a pass inside. Unitico ready to swipe that away, and they do. They've done that several times tonight. 46-31. They've opened it up as high as they've been all night. Down along the baseline, Barnhart. Blocked by Porter and recovered by Ryan Porter. Nice individual defensive effort. Harmon driving in against Woods and Shelton. They'll wave that one off, too. Another offensive foul going to be waved off, or I should say another basket waved off. At the 3:59 mark, a frustrating night for the BG Bobcats. Got to say, Dan Shelton held his ground and prepared for the blow. All right, as I said, 15-point lead along the baseline. Butler trying to shovel it in to Woods, and it got deflected out of bounds by, well, I got the 25 on the court. Is that Dalton Johnson? There's no 25 listed. Foul line jump shot, or make that elbow jump shot by Kellen Kamenda. That's his first basket of the night. Bowerly, long pass to Porter. The fake pass, now he goes in. Short shot is good. Porter's putting the numbers on. But he's about the only one able to do this in the second half. He scored all but three of BG's points. And Coach Warren takes a timeout. His team trails 48-33 with 3:28 to play in the ballgame. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, Bainbridge Guilford. As I've been saying, most of the starters have been in the entire time, with few exceptions, and one of the exceptions now is that Lucas Butcher is out, and Dalton Johnson, we just confirmed, is 25. It's given on the roster as 24. But that's him. All right, 3:28 left in this ball game. Unitigo trying to put it away and get their second win in the MAC season. And Brooks Harmon will be called for the hold in the open court. That would be number 4, I believe. Nope, that's number 5. I take that back. Number 5, and so Brooks Harmon will foul out, having scored 12 points. And now there's a technical foul called. Well, the tempers have run a little high here, but nothing out of the realm from what I can see. Of course, with a headset on, can't hear all the stuff that's going on. But with 3:25 to go, the referee has stopped the action. He called the foul. That's number 5 on Brooks Harmon. The coach gets a minute. And for some reason, there was a pointing of a finger or something, and the official took it the wrong way. Called a technical on young Mr. Harmon. He'll have to come out anyway because of the fifth foul, but it's going to have to be a two-shot foul assessed on that technical. So at the line, well, now, goodness, Tyler Butler is the one taking the shot. Well, he'll get two more shots to practice on, and it's short. A little tougher when there's nobody around, too. Girl for Harpersville last night, Tatiana Sosnowski, made 2 at the halftime buzzer with nobody around. Tyler made 1 out of 2. He's got 4 points. At that, I take that back. That was not the technical. That was the two-shot foul for being the 10th. Okay, that's why Tyler Butler was shooting. Now it's Phil Young's taking the free throws. He is going to make the first one. He's 3 for 3. Wasn't anything against Tyler Butler, I tell you, but I should have remembered it was a two-shot foul to begin with. Well, Phil Young not only makes the shot, but it sticks in the net. I have never, ever seen that. Must be a new net. Talk about a soft touch. It's so soft the net held it up. Well, 4 for 4 for Young, and a 14-point performance so far. 18-point lead, the largest of the game for Unitigo. Comenda to Young. Patient over to Comenda, the same spot he made one before. It's an air ball this time. Bowerly, now the long pass to Porter. He's got to come back to get it and almost sinks the basket. He'll be at the line. Ryan Porter at the line. Well, Bowerly was the wide receiver this year, not the quarterback. And that foul assessed to Kellen Comenda, who picks up his first foul. 51-33, Unitigo comfortably in front now, 3:08 to play. Bobcats had a couple of chances, but had baskets waved off both times with offensive fouls. Meanwhile, the game's high scorer, Ryan Porter, has 19, including 8 in this quarter. One basket, of course, waved off. Second shot is good. He's got a nice touch. And he's hit the 20 mark again. Third game he's done that, I believe. And Bobcats continuing to show aggressive on the defensive end. Pass down to Woods. Blocked by Porter and out of bounds. Well, that'll rev up the BG crowd a little bit in the face of the 16-point deficit with 2:56 left. Butler inbounds to Shelton. Back out to Phil Young. He's run the show pretty well. Nice crossover dribble. Kicks it to an open Shelton right side. Three-pointer in and out. Rebound Comenda. Passes to Butler. The double pump, no good. Woods taps it in. Man, you can't keep Travis Woods down for long, that's for sure. 14 points for Travis Woods. There's a steal by Shelton. A nice, unselfish pass to Young. Knocked out of bounds. If there were stands over there, it'd be the 10th row by Ryan Porter, but it's simply into the green mat. And Young's actually congratulated Ryan Porter. Can do those things with an 18-point lead. Comenda, crossover dribble, back and forth, nothing gained. Back out to Young, who's almost at the half-court stripe. weaving his way to the left side for Shelton in the corner. 2:17 left. 15 on the shot clock. Butler goes up for a layup. Bothered on the shot by Bowerly, and it missed. Palmer quickly ahead to Porter. Trying to go in against Youngs, and Youngs reaches in first, and the holding foul is called, which will net Mr. Porter a 1-1 attempt. Called it a kick. He actually said kick. It was not a kick. What Phil Youngs did was he tried to steal the ball, and he wrapped his arm around Porter, trying to knock the ball loose. So the 1-1, and Ryan Porter makes the first one. And the starters are starting to come out now. Shelton, Youngs. See who else is in there. Woods is still in there. Porter's second shot is good. So it looks like Ryan Porter will be game-high honors with 22. And we'll take another break, probably our final one of the game. 2:04 left in this ballgame. 53-37, all that's left, pretty much the final score. We'll find out what that is. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessup Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we're back. Watching the Bobcats play defense now against the second string of Unitego. And I'll have to get those names for you in just a second. Number 10 is David Van Alstyne. And number 24, who takes the shot, is Dan Klee-Schulte. Ball missed and gone out of bounds. Starters remain for the BG Bobcats. Palmer to Bowerly. Porter caught up in a crowd there. Scrum. And with a minute 31 to go, it's 53-37. All right, who are the other ones here? 32 is Troy White. 14 is Alex White. Dalton Johnson in the corner for Bowerly. And there's the three-pointer that's been missing. Basket is good by Bowerly, and it's 53-40. Now it's a 13-point deficit. Van Alstyne gets the double team. Passes to number 40, Justin Fisher. He's the fifth member of that unit that I did not mention. Van Alstyne. Double team. Palmer commits what looks like his fifth foul. And he will foul out with no points. So the second BG player to foul out. First one was Brooks Harmon. See, Harmon finished with 12 points. And I'm not sure who's going into the ballgame. Well, another technical has been called on the coach of Bainbridge Guilford, Greg Warren. Not sure what that is all about. And again, sometimes I wish I really don't want to know. So right now we're back to the foul shooting for David Van Alstyne. This is a two-shot guaranteed foul because it was over the 10 limit. That was the fifth foul on Corbin Palmer. And then some words exchanged between Coach Warren and the official. That netted the technical. We'll see who shoots that. David Van Alstyne, a 5'5 junior with a white headband. He'll miss the first one, gets the second one. Every player's dream to be in this situation, I'll tell you. It doesn't matter what the score or the time of the game. It's up, and it's no good. So 0-for-2. So we'll see who takes the free throws. That looks like Justin. Nope. Yeah, there's got to be a technical. Guys were starting to come back. Justin Fisher will be the designated technical free throw shooter. First one is no good. Those final minutes of the game. Hey, Justin Fisher is in the books now. 1-for-2 from the line. A lot of free throws taken by Unitigo in this quarter. 54-40 with 1:04 to play. Van Alstyne will go up against number 23, and that's Ray Frederick back in the game. And that's just to stop the clock. Van Alstyne back to shoot two more. It's up and around the rim and no good. I don't think I'm going to have enough time with our short break to figure out all the free throws taken here, because there's going to be more in this last minute. Shot is up and short. Rebound, Porter. Porter ahead to Bowerly. Three-pointer left side. It's no good. Porter hanging on the rim trying to get that ball. And he'll be called for the foul. He once again fouled Van Alstyne. That's his fourth foul. All right, so David's getting a... Besides Tyler Butler, he'll have the most free throws attempted tonight for Unitigo. First one's no good. Second one. The crowd, I think, is really pulling for him to get one home. And it's good. All right. He got his basket. 48 seconds to go. Van Alstyne will be called for the block. And that puts Austin Bowerly at the line. Bowerly just 4 points tonight. 1-for-2 from the line and a three-pointer. And it's still a 1-on-1. It's the last 1-on-1 of the night. Up and good. Oh, boy. Last 2 minutes have taken forever today. Second shot missed. Porter inside. Off the glass. Good. Really? Timeout? Okay. BG. Looks like Greg Warren has called off his starters, and it'll be the subs finishing up, or most of them anyway. Maybe not. I don't know. They're still out there. 40 seconds to go. 55-43. It's a 12-point deficit with 40 seconds to go. In 20 years plus, have not seen many of these types of games being played. So the JV contest was 70-16 in favor of Unitigo. So the Spartans will sweep tonight. And I think the Bobcats will sleep tonight, because these guys have played, most of these guys have played the whole game. Bowerly and Porter have not come out. All right, so... And it could be probably twice the deficit, but they're not making the free throws. So the inbound pass comes to Dan Kleschulte. And the ball kicked out of bounds. It'll be Spartan ball again. 33 seconds to go. Fans are sticking around to see how this one ends. Pass comes in to Fisher. Fisher to Van Alstyne. Quickly ahead to Kleschulte. Pass to White, but saved by Frederick. And Fisher knocked the ball out of Bowerly's hands and tapped it right to number 24, Dan Kleschulte. Wow, a lot of Unitico Spartans have scored. 57-43, Dalton Johnson hoists one up for three, missed it. Porter with a rebound, and he's got 26 points. And another timeout call for by Coach Warren with 2 seconds to go and a 12-point deficit. Well, applauding his boys on the effort. 57-43. This is going to allow me to just bear with me here. I think I'm going to put the numbers in the book as much as I possibly can. Now, looks like I have most of them on the Unitigo side, but that is a lot of... That's a lot of numbers to total 57 points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players have scored so far. 14, 18, 22, 26 free throws attempted so far. 7, 8, and only 12 for 26. Well, it was 2 seconds. Now it's 5 seconds, and that buzzer is going to sound for victory for the Unitico Spartans. 57-45, a most unusual fourth quarter. It saw the Spartans win out with good team play tonight and go to 2-0 in the MAC, 4-0 overall. Would not be surprised to see these young men state ranked when the first rankings do come out, although that's still, I think, a couple of weeks away. All right, we'll hear from our post-game sponsors. We'll have our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, our and Dynamic Defense sponsored by Mang Insurance. That's all coming up in the post-game show, live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat. Vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, I think I've got the numbers here. They turned the scoreboard off before I could remember what I said. Was it 57-45 or was it 59-45? I think it was 57-45. All right, here we go. Wow, strange game, but we can't talk about it until we talk about our sponsors, Mang Insurance. Serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting all local sports. And NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, always proud to support our local athletes. NBT Bank, serving the community for more than 150 years. Should we also say member FDIC, equal housing lender? I believe that's required by the SIPC. All right, so what a strange game it was. Bainbridge Guilford, with their fine individual scores, had one score that topped everybody else in Ryan Porter with 26 points, including 15 in the fourth quarter alone. But it was not nearly enough as the Unitico Spartans win this one 57-45. They led by as much as 16. Still couldn't put it away because of the free throw situation. They were unofficially 12 for 26 from the foul line. Let's Let's make sure I've got these numbers right. 1, 2, 3, and 5 is 8, 9, 10, 11, and 8 is 19, 20, 21, 22. Well, I've got somewhere along the way, I've got 59 points. But let's see what happens anyway. That's what happens when you only get about 60 seconds to do all this stuff. Well, all right, Bainbridge Guilford, they had Lucas Butcher with a basket for 2 points. Corbin Palmer fouled out, did not score. We talked about Porter with the 26 points, 9 field goals, 8 for 9 from the line. Nice job there. One basket, of course, taken away with the offensive foul, which was at a crucial time in the game. And not only that, BG got another one taken away in the next drive down the court. So that was a real turning point, I think. Although Unitico had the lead and had control of the game, those baskets, had they been clean, could have turned it right back around to the Bobcats climbing the wall there. So anyway, Porter with 26 to lead all scorers. Austin Bowerly, scoreless in the first half, did get a three-pointer to fall in the fourth, and he was 2 for 4 from the line, finished with 5 points. Brooks Harmon fouled out, but he scored 12 points in the first three quarters, including 2 threes, 2 twos, and 2 ones. So he 2-2-2-2 across the board for 12 points. The Bobcats did not get to the line nearly as much, but they were, yeah, everything was good. 12 for 15 from the foul line, 3 three-pointers and 12 two-pointers. For the Unitico Spartans, it was David Ben Alstein, 1 for 6 from the foul line for 1 point. Kellen Comenda, a much better basketball game played with just 2 points to show for it, if you know what I mean. Did a nice job off the bench. 2 points for Comenda. Alex White played, did not score. Tyler Butler with 4 points, 2 for 8 from the foul line. Again, much better than the point total would show. Phil Youngs with 14 points, the only player to score in all four quarters for the Spartans. He had 5 field goals and 4 for 4 from the line, both in 1-on-1, no, 1-on-1 situation and the 2 technical shots. Dan Klee-Schulte with 2 points. Hopefully I'm back on. Okay, yep. Every so often you get one of those people that pulls the plug, you know what I mean? Of all people to do it, too. All right. For Dan Shelton with 7 first-half points, including the only three-pointer I've got marked down here for the Spartans. It was Jeff Witt, 3 baskets for 6. It would be between Witt and Comenda if we had a sub of the game. Those two excellent jobs coming off the bench for those guys. Justin Fisher, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Travis Woods, 12 points. And make that 14 points. 5 field goals, 4 for 4 from the line. And he did all his damage in the first and fourth quarters. Quinn Barnhart, another solid effort for him. 4 points, 0 for 1 from the line, but just a lot of rebounds and defensive pressure. And let's see, Nick Beck with a nice basket for 2 points. So I've got 22 two-pointers, 1 three-pointer, and 12 for 26 from the line. Could very well be wrong because that adds up to 59. So I didn't see. Hey, so nonetheless, it'll turn out all right in favor tomorrow. I guarantee it. They turn off the power too soon here. They almost turned me off too soon as well. So let's see. NBT Bank, our outstanding offense award. As easy as it would be to give Ryan Porter the award for 26 points, far and away the high score, I'm going to go with Phil Youngs. Phil Youngs with 14 points. He was Mr. Consistency. He took the shots he was given. I mean, he missed a couple of threes, granted, but he took the shots that were given. He also had a few assists. Don't know the numbers per se, but I thought he did a nice, complete job running the show as the point guard. He will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight, winner tonight, I should say. For the defense, that one's a tough one as well, but I am going to go with Quinn Barnhart, number 44. Could have gone to Butler, could have gone to Shelton. Could have gone to Woods, although he was in foul trouble. And on the defensive side for Bainbridge Guilford, could have gone to Ryan Porter. He also had a tremendous defensive game until it got sloppy there at the end. But we're going to go with Quinn Barnhart. Again, don't know the numbers, the rebounds, or any of that stuff. Solid defensive effort and our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award for Quinn Barnhart. All right, folks, I do not have a next game, so I can't preview that. Looks like nobody really is playing at home next week that I would want to do their games. We will possibly do the finals of the Kozlowski Girls Tournament of Bainbridge Guilford. That's the heads-up one right now. Possibly the Harpersville Tournament that is going on over the holidays. It's hard to say. We'll keep you abreast of that, of course, and Joe Garden will make sure he posts it on WCDLRadio.com in the sports section, and you can hear this game in its entirety soon after with WCDL Sports On Demand. I want to thank Athletic Director Will May and his able assistant, Matt Halfley, I always knew it was Halfley, but sometimes they call him Halfley. But anyway, Matt did a nice job. Everything but the setup. The setup was great, but the desk they gave me was didn't help at all. So I had to have the scorebook on my lap. But again, it's just part of the fun of doing high school basketball. Got to be in the crowd with the Unitico faithful here tonight. So Unitico bumps up to 4-0 in the season. They are 2-0 in the league. Bainbridge Guilford drops to 2-4, but still a strong effort tonight. They fell victim to a very good team defense by the Unitico Spartans, no question about it. And when one of their big scorers does not score, that takes the equation right out of it. So a nice job by Jim Knight in keeping the team element alive for the Unitico Spartans tonight. All right, that'll do it. My thanks to Joe Gardner, and thanks to you for listening. One more happy birthday to Judy Clint. She got the happy result with her grandson's team winning tonight by the score of either 57 or 59 to 45. I apologize for that. All right, for WCDL Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Please have a good night and all drive safely.